Afternoon, guys. This is a quick project which I want to do for matching on day 3 for Audio Boo. This is my own personal boo thing. If anybody does want to join in with the matching on series, please do. It's just something that I thought about doing, you know, because I've had things happen to me and I've been a bit down, and I thought, you know, let's do some projects. The music you're hearing at the moment is the Amelie soundtrack accordion theme, which I rather like. I'm doing a voiceover effect over the music. So I'm using the audio thingy, whatever it's called. The music isn't going to last for much of this recording. In fact, I'm going to fade it out about here. Hopefully this should carry on recording from the end of this thing. I don't know whether it will or whether it just kind of doesn't. But we're going to try a few random things and see what we get. I'm not familiar with how this thing works. I think I was breaking things slightly because I should have gone to the end of the file and then hit my record key, which I didn't last time and I broke it. So let's do a let's put an echo or a reverb on my voice and make me sound as if I am I never. I've got a clock chiming. Let's have some fun with a clock, shall we? Let's put a clock in a reverb. So let's do this. This is not going to be the cleanest thing to do, but let's do this. What the hell do you think you are doing? You should not be recording clocks with reverb like that. Maybe I shouldn't be recording things with reverb like that, my robotic friend. But let us remove the noise from the next part of this file. And let's see how it sounds in comparison to how you've heard the first bit. Because quite honestly, the first bit of this thing is pretty hissy. And I just thought that we'd give you something which you could compare with. So that's kind of where we're at with that. I absolutely love this program. It is so easy to use. We've got the JAWS scripts or the WindowEye set files or even the NVDA plugin, which is available. You can do so much. You can tell where you are. You can set your markers in and out. You can do all of that. So this concludes the noise reduction sample. And we'll go back to normality right now. And that is exactly what we've gone and done. We've gone back to the normality with the hiss back again from this lovely old microphone. I mean, come on, this thing is, it does what it does it well, I mean, crumbs. I've had this mic for, I haven't had this particular one for that long, but I've had a Logitech G930 for at least, 8 months or so. I got one last year, probably getting on for a year. I think I probably got it about March last year. I don't know, but for this kind of work, they're not really the best thing to use, but if you just want to be doing what I'm doing and doing an audio boo and fooling around with audio, which we're going to be doing with Goldwave, I love this program, seriously, for $50 or whatever the heck the price is, it's a hell of a program. And I want to do some thanking before we get to the end of this boo, because I want to thank Melissa and Roe for suggesting that I try and use this thing, and also I want to thank Darren Duff
for the access to his lessons that he did on Gold Wave, and I've put some of it, not all of it, but I've put some of the stuff that you suggested into practice. And the clock is striking 12:45 again. Yeah, I don't think I set that thing quite to the time it should be at. Now, we're going to do something really, really stupid. We've got an old Vox Clock 2 here, which I'm going to turn into some sort of crazy Dalek-y timekeeping device. I'll give you a dry example of what he sounds like.
It's 1:30 p.m.
It's 1:30. So I'm going to now take this next bit and we're going to mechanize it again.
It's 1:30 p.m.
So you can tell that that was different to how we did it before. That was done using the what was that effect? That was the echo effect set to about 50 echoes per second, I think. Gives sort of a hollow drainpipe effect, which for that kind of voice actually works better than the other one. We've used the other effect before, so we're going to turn our attention now to something which I personally think is cute, and I'm going to see if I can work it out to what I want to do. So if we can do it, let's have a go. This is a recording of Lilybird, and what I did is basically I've got her doing this. Now that isn't anything particularly interesting, the fact that she went, but it's interesting in if you do what I'm about to do with this thing, it alters quite a bit of how it sounds. Let's take this thing and take it down 2 octaves, so it's exactly a quarter of what it should be, so it'll end up going instead of, and you listen to how it sounds, because I think this is rather cool. We're going to do a comparison. I'll show you again what the original was, and then we'll immediately do the other thing with it. So here we go. So as you can tell, that's what happens with Lilybird if you slow her down. It becomes a kind of effect. It's very strange, right? I love messing with audio. So before we do anything, we're going to say thanks to everybody who will bear with me listening to this boo and the craziness that I'm doing with it. But this is something that's taken me a few hours. It was 1:30 at the point where we messed with the calculator. The time is now 5:28. So that gives you an idea of how long it's taken me to get this far. So I'm going to go down to the shop in a minute and get some milk. And then I'm going to settle down and play with this a bit more and make sure I can make everything edit. And Lilybird says hello, by the way. And thanks to Darren Duff's comments earlier on Twitter about Banjo. Yes, I do miss her greatly. But as you can hear in the background there, Lilybird she's quite the parrot. She's the same type of parrot as Banjo was, but because she's a lot younger, she's a hell of a lot easier to handle. And yeah, I love it a bit, so what can I say? Anyway, I better shut this off because good girl. I better shut this off because I realise we are running out of time here, guys. And I will speak to you all soon.
This recording has been brought to you by Clockwork Chris. The equipment used is as follows. 2008 Dell laptop running Windows 7 with Core 2 Duo 2.5 GHz processor and 4 GB of RAM. The audio card used is a Logitech G930 headset. Although this thing sounds pretty crap for audio production, please don't sue me for that. Anyway, just thought I'd say thanks for listening, and yes, I am speeding myself up deliberately to fit into the last 30 seconds of this audio file. So I want to sound like one of those guys who says terms and conditions may apply, see back page for details, blah, 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 and all of that. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this audio production.